to us.
Glad I'm saved this morning. Couldn't go to hell if I wanted to this morning. I'm thankful to be here, thankful to be in this pulpit. Ezra chapter number 3. Ezra chapter number 3, going to read one verse, verse number 13. The Bible says, so that the people could not discern the noise of the shout of joy from the noise of the weeping of the people. For the people shouted with a loud shout, and the noise was heard afar off. I ask myself this morning as I come every year to this camp meeting, I ask myself, why in the world, Lord, do I have to drive an hour and 15 minutes to experience something as we've already experienced this morning? And as I began to think and I began to study and I began to read God's word, we're in a time and day that we don't see this everywhere. And I asked myself this question because I got two small kids this morning. I said, what is it going to take to get this down where I'm at? What is it going to take to get this to where preachers don't have to come from all over the United States to Taylorsville, North Carolina? And I thought of these three things. Number one, the Bible says in verse number 10, it said, and when the builders laid the foundation. We'll never get this unless the foundation is right, and that's Jesus Christ. I begin to think about it this morning, and I begin to think about all the things. We have all these other religions today that are all around, and you know, I see these folks at the airport, and I see them out at the buses and all these things where they'll get down and they'll lay their carpets on the ground, and they'll begin to bow down, and they do those things, but you know, it doesn't bother me. But bless God, let me go to the local store, restaurant, and I ask my child to pray in Jesus' name, and it erupts the whole place. Why? It's the same reason today that we get out here, and the atheists today don't have any problems as long as you don't mention Jesus' name. Boy, the atheists today, they'll support Muhammad, and they'll support Buddha, and they'll support all those things because they know themselves there's no power. But I begin to think about this passage of Scripture this morning, just for this short time. Not only is our foundation important, but I'll tell you exactly what other part of our foundation, and it is the true Word of God. Boy, I'm glad this morning my Bible says, Proverbs 35 and 6, every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in Him. Added that thou unto this words, lest He reprove thee, and thou be found a liar. I look this morning and I also see not only is the word true, but this sound doctrine preaching. I'm glad today that I can come here and no matter who gets up in this pulpit, they will preach, thus saith the Lord. We don't have no watered down preaching. It's all about good Bible preaching in this place. And let me tell you something, if there's going to be results, it'll be because somebody's preaching. I've seen a lot of good singers. I love singing. I love music. I love all those things. Singing won't bring revival. It'll be through the man of God preaching God's word. Not only do I see that, I see the fact over in Ezra chapter 3:13, as I said, when you have your foundation, whenever you get to the point that you trust in the Lord and the Lord will stir you up, I also see in 3:13 that when you get stirred up and the foundation begins to build itself in Jesus Christ, guess what happens? People outside of this tabernacle begin to hear you from afar off. How in the world did Taylorsville camp meeting be the camp meeting that it was? Me being in Charlotte, North Carolina, down there that far away. How in the world did it pierce our ears down in there? I'll tell you exactly why. Because God had absolutely, I heard it from afar off. And guess what I did? I pulled my seat up to the table. I sat down in heavenly places. I began to stick my fork in the meat of Jesus Christ and feed my soul. Why? Because my children are dependent on it. I'll say this morning. As I began to read this scripture, it made me think about this thing. I started studying on these geese that fly around. And I began to understand about these geese that when they fly around, they fly in formation. And all of a sudden, they got this one goose that heads up the front. And all of a sudden, the formation, it goes back and it goes on all this different V formation. And I begin to think, why in the world do they fly like this? Why don't they fly straight across? Why don't they fly in single line? But there's a reason for it this morning. There's a head goose in those geese. There's a head goose in that formation this morning, and that's the head of the pack this morning. And I'm telling you right now, whenever he gets out there and they line her up in formation, preacher, he gets up front, he bows his head back, he sticks his wings out to the side, and guess what? He begins to start the formation of flying. You say, what's the other ones doing? I'm telling you what they're doing this morning. The same thing that you and I have been doing all week when the head goose gets up here. And he begins to preach God's word. And he begins to stir our hearts and soul. I begin to fly behind him. And I begin to say, go, goose! Go, goose! Go, goose! Go, goose! And you see the effects of the fact this morning that it's not in you, that it's not in me, but it'll come through Jesus Christ. He'll be the one, and he'll be the only one. You say, how in the world? What will it take? It'll take a bunch of goose getting behind the head goose. And it'll take us flying in formation. And when we fly in formation, you'll be able to hear us from afar off. I've heard this one time before. It's not the loudness of the horn. It's how many times the horn will blow. Do something for me this morning. Stay behind the goose. Stay behind the goose. We've got so many falling out of formation. Got so many falling out and falling out here. I ask you this morning, get behind your head goose and say, go goose.